And now, a word from our sponsors.
Okay. What's up, guys? It's Melody Hero. I was gonna say something that's been kind of on my mind for a while, and I definitely have been feeling, like, this very strong, like, need to talk about this topic for about a day or more now. Probably, like, a good half a week or so. But, like, I didn't really spend much time thinking about how to kind of formulate what I was going to say, so I kind of tried to write down, like, a little brainstorm thing in my notebook to kind of help me, guide me along this, like, abstract kind of idea and thought, and it's still going to be difficult, but anyway, let's see if I can try and attempt to tackle this. So, I've been pretty freaking stressed recently. I don't know if you guys know, I've had kind of, like, some falling out with one of my best friends, and, honestly, it's all on her, and, like, that's the truth of it. You just have to trust me. I'm not, like, somebody who looks for attention or anything like that. I really am not. If you guys might have noticed, like, there's a lot of people online, on cam, and not even, like, to a fault, like, they're just, like, very attention-seeking. And, like, that's just their personalities, and perhaps it's, like, perhaps it is, like, to a fault in some aspects of their lives, but I don't think, like, when it comes to camming, I don't think, that's usually a bad thing. It's probably a good thing. It probably does them well, you know? Maybe in other aspects it doesn't, but, you know, they're probably not going to tell you about that, and you probably won't see that, because that's, like, in their personal lives. Anyway, I'm really not like that, and in comparison, I think you might be able to know. That's like the truth, and it just, like, I don't know why, like, all these, like, weird shitty kind of social situations have happened to me, or affect me at least in the last, like, very close proximity time wise. So it kind of is shitty because it's hard to plan out when you're gonna be sad, and it's definitely something, like, I tried to avoid completely. Like, honestly, I kind of find myself doing this quite often, where I sort of just, like, try and get through, like, a storm or, like, a rogue wave, like, trying to just, like, weirdly, I want to describe it like a rogue wave, like a really big freaking wave on the ocean, and it's, like, my little boat just gets closer and closer to it. You know, where the waves kind of start breaking and crashing, and it's, like, really destructive there, in that part of the wave. It's, like, I just, like, want to do that one thing where you just kind of, like, buoy over it, you know, like, you just kind of just, like, get over the wave, and, you know, you don't end up crashing. I don't know if you guys have ever been to the beach or anything like that. I'm sure you kind of know maybe a little bit of aquatic, physics, I'm not sure, maybe not. Sounds a bit silly now. But yeah, like, it's like, I just want to, like, hop over that wave, have it crash behind me, get, like, through it, you know? And I do kind of go into, like, my life and my issues and, you know, or other people's issues in this case, with, like, you know, enough, you know, fortitude that, yeah, like, this is out of my control, logically. I can't do anything about it. I just have to keep going and get over this wave, you know? But I end up crashing. No matter what, it seems like, though logic is kind of just something I use to, you know, put away the feelings of pain and stuff, but it just, you know, you need to feel, I suppose, and that there's no way to avoid it, even if it's not logical, you're gonna feel sad, you know. It was my friend's wedding, and, like, literally she was taking pictures with, like, a goat, and I was like, god damn it, like, a goat is, like, invited. And not me. So silly. Like, I was gonna say that, but I'm not sure if we're on good enough terms to be making jokes in, you know, comments. I think I'm still gonna do that if I'm not blocked. I had to look at it, like, through someone else's account, because I don't really use a personal Instagram. But I'll make one just to comment and say that. Like, your goat was invited, not me, to your wedding. This is very strange, because I believe she's in, like, a not-so-good relationship. So when I questioned it, I got uninvited from a wedding, which is totally not telling of anything. Anyway, Time will tell, I suppose. This is kind of like the recap of that, if you're wondering. I may as well just say it. What I was also, but like this is not really to do with the topic I'm talking about today. It kind of is, at least on my in my sense of it. Like I've been anxious because of that, and like pretty depressed too. And honestly, some of these days I had like really bad, because I wasn't camming for kind of some time. Honestly, it was just too like difficult. I would just like cry and cry and cry, and like it was really bad. Yeah, like and it just it seems so void of logic too. It kind of sucks because I feel like Mr. Spock is like, no, I don't want to feel feelings, and he like kind of has to go around his human side, and it's like, I have to like be human for a bit. It definitely feels like that, like to the T. Anyway, so what I was gonna say, is anxiety, agoraphobia, and telecommunication. This is something I think boils over every so often. And I don't really mention it to anyone. So here, you're gonna get a freaking load of it now. Because I am gonna mention it on here. So, let me just, like, elaborate here a little bit more so you can get insight into my mind, you know? Anxiety, agoraphobia, and, you know, issues with communicating with people and, you know, scheduling issues too. These are all kind of issues I have, right? You guys probably know me pretty well. If you do, if you don't, you know, here you go. Here's the downside to me. Yeah, like I have, you know, a lot of anxiety. Depression is kind of just something I'm dealing with and trying to get through. I did have a traumatic event, so I believe I have like a pretty severe case of PTSD, and I've been kind of medicating myself, self-medicating, like, but in a proper way, you know, like I've been actually taking, beta blockers and things like that, or, like, would actually be prescribed to me at least to try. And it's been working pretty well, so. Yeah. So, agoraphobia, I'm not sure if you guys know, just in case you don't know, it's the fear, it's a phobia of going out, not going out, but like usually manifests itself in fear of going outside, but it's actually fear of being in particularly situations where one cannot escape or does not have control to escape, perhaps. You know, so oftentimes people with agoraphobia tend to take a lot of precautions in having an escape route, having like a phone or something, having a lot of, you know, elaborate kind of schemes to like get out of whatever situation they may be put in. So that is agoraphobia. How it manifests itself in my life is kind of issues with scheduling and issues with going outside, like literally going outside, because I don't really have to often since I work at home, work online, buy everything online, stay at home, don't have to go out ever. It's pretty bad. It's a bad habit, and I kind of noticed it creeping up on me before. I had like been in some pretty spooky situations, like the traumatic experiences that I went through that caused me to be, you know, have PTSD. I kind of felt it creeping up before that, but it was always able to be dispelled because it's kind of like cobwebs, you know, if you don't go out for a while, and you know your anxieties kind of get a little bit amplified because you haven't been out in so long. And everything's been made convenient for you not to go out. But, you know, once I would go out or, you know, go on a trip or drive somewhere, it would just all come back. Like, it was like driving, or no, what's it called? Riding a bicycle. You know, it would just all come back. So it was kind of just like shaking the cobwebs off of it, and then it would be fine for a while. It just needed more practice. But after I went through a particularly scary situation, you know, involving other people, and, you know, them, people being the imminent danger here, people are outside, strangers are outside, I don't want to be outside, because it's, like, kind of like the formula of, like, what went wrong, and my brain can see that, and it wants me to play it out in the same equation, like, to avoid the equation, I suppose, avoid the same result. But it doesn't quite make logical sense now, does it? To like, I mean, it's like something that could happen. Again, hopefully not, but it's not likely to happen again in the same way or anything like that. And especially with me being so hyper aware of it and like the situations, and I guess knowing what to look for now, even if it's not really, you know, right to be looking for those kinds of things, it's not fair on a victim to do that. But that's just how it is, you know. So let me just like kind of weave and pivot a bit here into issues with telecommunication and like basically electronic communication. So the reason why it's difficult is like, imagine you're living my life, okay? I know it's really difficult, isn't it? I live by myself with I had lived with a roommate. I'm kind of like between roommates right now, but it's not like it's not really a big deal. I'm always like in charge of like my house and what goes on here. And like I've had like girlfriends, guy friends stay over, you know, here, you know, only people I really, really trust. I never invite anyone to my house unless I really trust them. So oftentimes people aren't coming over. It's just me or really close friends that, you know, I've only got a few of those, so unfortunately. So they're not always here, or they're, you know, if they are, they might come for a couple weeks at a time or so, or maybe a month or two. And then I'm alone again. So now imagine you work like online, you only ever talk to other people online, you don't go outside, so you don't get to see each other outside, you live 300 miles away from your friends and family, and like your whole life that you kind of, when you would go outside, you know, your familiar places. I moved to Las Vegas about 3 years ago, and I didn't really know anywhere or anyone. Tried to make some friends, didn't always work out, but you know, there's some people who like, there's some like, what is it, flies that got caught in the little butterfly net of friendship, like 2 out of 5, like, I think that's about fair and accurate of, you know, people who are genuine friends and people who just, you know, kind of don't matter or like turn out to be acquaintances anyway. Or turn out to be just shit people. Anyway. So. I'm pretty. Okay, so I'm not gonna say I'm famous or anything. I'm not super famous, but I know like having like what, 4 or 5 thousand followers on Twitter, Instagram, that's not really a huge deal. But if you don't have that many followers, like, are your DMs people that you know? Are they people you care about or you know from somewhere you've seen in real life? I don't know anyone in my DMs in real life. I've never met any of them personally in real life. Sometimes, like maybe once in blue moon, but so few out of like the thousands and thousands and thousands of messages I get. So if I don't use my phone for even a few days, I just want you to imagine this. My DM, like inboxes on Twitter, like I literally wrote down all the things that all the like media accounts that I maintain, you know, and some of these are not very well maintained, as you can see. There's a lot of them, and which I'm gonna read them all out to you. But I mean, if you can imagine having thousands and thousands of messages to go through, emails, and on so many different platforms, and you're doing this all by yourself, maybe you can sympathize with me. Who knows? It's socially draining. I don't know any of these people in real life. I don't know any of them. I do know what they act like sometimes. I do. Sometimes it's hard to remember their face and associate it with a username, with a real name as well. So it's kind of like a triangle of like, it's a Bermuda Triangle of identity. It's like their face. I suppose maybe it's a square. I don't know. Because it's like, you know, you match like the face with the personality. And then you match like the name, right? Maybe that's the Bermuda Triangle. In my case, there's another one. There's like usernames as well, and then they tell me their names, so I never write it down or anything. It's not in their contacts, like it's not, because they don't really typically. I mean, some people do, but they don't like members and stuff, and like or people I meet online, they don't usually use their real names. And so they use this, you know, a not real username, and then they get mad, or like they get kind of disappointed. Like, it's like this, not mad or, you know, demanding this. This is like kind of the thing. It's very subtle. Like, if thousands of people have just like an inkling of disappointment when you don't remember their name, because it's Mike and their name's like Sausage Fest 123, and you can't make that, like, you know, like, correlation, and they're kind of just disappointed. Like, they give like, you know, kind of like, you know, kind of like face or some sort of expression. That doesn't necessarily hurt you, and it's not necessarily your fault for making that sad face or making that, you know, even just as a joke. But imagine thousands of people do that, and you're so used to that, and it feels like you're failed in a way, because it's like, you want to be personal to everyone. You want, like, typically if you're introduced to someone, you want to remember their name, right? You want to be a good person, you want to be a good, you know, I mean, it's just, it's only human to want to be, you know, giving your all at something, you know, especially if it's other people and their feelings and their, you know, getting to know them. And maybe you really do, maybe I really do like that person, maybe I don't give a shit, but, you know, it's just, either way, it's tough. So these are all my, social media accounts. Imagine your Instagram having, you know, 30, 48 DMs per day. Then your Snapchat, Twitter, MFC Social, MFC, OnlyFans, MFC Share, ManyVids. Wait, did I say MFC Share twice? There's MFC Social and MFC Share. They're two different things. I know. If you don't know any of these, look them up. They're real. Work email, which is like, I believe, I have achievecontact@melodyhero.com and a.melody.hero@gmail.com. And then there's my personal account that I use for like bills and things like that, and like a bunch of technical things where I have to be my real character in society. Or I don't know which one's more real at this point. There's Collide, which is kind of like an OnlyFans thing, which I made recently, an account on collide.com. Anchor, which is my podcast, which I really would like to update soon. YouTube as well, love to update that soon. Reddit, Kick, Telegram, LiveMe, YouNow, Periscope, Messenger, for, you know, like my Messenger, like SMS, on two different phones. I do use like two different phones, so that they do have two different phone numbers. But I do use, like, something that, like, I do use, you know, messaging apps that kind of synchronize both of them. But, I mean, there's still a lot of messages to go through. And this is the thing. There's, like, personal messages from people I've met from work, you know, like, because I'll make friends at work. And, or I'll care about you guys and at work, you know. And it's like, it doesn't matter if it's work, personal, or my mom, like, it doesn't matter. It's all social communication. And all of them in which I want to be participating, and I want to be, you know, adequate at, you know, at performing in. And it's not inherently annoying or a burden or anything to have, like, you know, a bunch of people messaging me from work, or to have a bunch of people who I do care about, who I may have met at work. It's not a burden or anything, but the build up of all these collective messages, DMs, and like kind of like all this like demand for an answer, because people will literally, in their stupidity, like, hey BB, like, answer me, like, they will literally say answer me, they will literally say some really stupid stuff, and it doesn't really stick out like a sore thumb as like really stupid. Sometimes yeah, but, and you can assume as much. Like the dick pics and all that, but just like this, the answer means really get me. And there's part of me that I think, you know, feels like, especially with people from work, I feel like, you know, if they've tipped me or anything, you know, for my Snapchat, they've tipped in the past, you know, so I feel like I owe them something. So I'm like, this is like a customer service kind of thing. Like, I want to, you know, give good service. And, you know, social service. And, like, also, perhaps be their friend too, because I might, you know, honestly had a, you know, connection with them and like smiled and genuinely felt like good about hanging out and talking. But this is the thing. I'm not going to be, you know, so inclined now. I'm actually, I do put my foot down, like, at some point. And I do realize that it happens to be that I can't do all this stuff. I'm not a studio model. I don't have a bunch of people running my Instagram accounts, my Instagram accounts, my Twitter, I don't have people running these things. I don't have people, you know, booking me stuff. I don't have this. I don't have, you know, people having me, you know, submit myself into contests or, like, insert myself into this and that. I don't have people queuing up my social media feeds on, like, 7 different fucking sites. I don't have that. I'm just me. I'm a one-man circus, or whatever I am. I'm just here doing all this stuff, updating all these things, just to say the same thing 100 times to a billion different people. Like 1,000 different people. And they all expect the same, like a slice of me. And I can, like, cut myself up in, like, tiny little pieces before I blow away in the wind, you know? And it's really running me dry. And it's kind of, like, making me feel, like, burnt out. And it's not cool. And I'm not okay with that because I'm not someone... It doesn't feel good when you grow a business and then you have to retract it. But you know what? If that's what I have to do, like, I don't have to give good customer service to anyone. That's ridiculous. No, I'm a cam girl, not, you know, your waitress. I don't, and I cannot be your friend. I'm not your therapist either. I cannot be your friend online. I cannot. Maybe perhaps in real life we hang out, we're friends. But I need this to be like, I need to reserve some of myself. So I'll do that here. And I need to put this wall, because it seems like all these benign, seemingly benign words and messages, and quick fixes as well. You guys give me, like, advice all the time. I'm like, well, you could do this. I'm like, well, okay, I've thought about it 100 times before. You have just dawned on it today, because you have not. I've lived my life as me, and I've lived in this position of being a cam girl and all this shit. I've lived as Melody Hero for this long, and today you just decided to put yourself in my shoes, and you're gonna give me advice on how to be me. I would say don't try, okay? Like, don't be so quick to say, oh, why don't we get an app, you know, so that you can communicate with me, because I'm trying to value our friendship or our relationship over others. And it's like, no, there's no sacred route of communication. I'm not going to download, like, another freaking app, another freaking, you know, thing to add to the list here. I'm not going to add anything else. Not another source of media, not another source of communication, because I'm tired and I don't even want to talk to my mom sometimes, like, at the end of the day, because I'm just so socially drained. And it's just from little pieces of conversation all throughout the day. All these notifications showing up on my phone, making my phone buzz. It hurts to hear the phone make a buzzing noise. That's like, so I have to put it on silent. Both my phones I have to put on silent. I can't always answer the phone. I can't answer my messages. There's thousands and thousands of them. And if I let it build up, it builds up more. And then I can't answer for weeks or open my phone, unlock it for weeks. It's happened before. So, today, I feel like you might have a better understanding. If you don't, I don't care. Alright, I'm gonna stop my little conversation here, because it's, like, been 25 minutes on here. Okay, let's see if I can post this to my podcast, so maybe I'll have something to post after all. Woo! Lucky me.